Hello, my nursery friend, Simon here. Still Saturday the 27th of August 2011. Hello. Right, well, I've just been listening to the Daring Tea Lady of our playwright monk, Mr. Nick Holloway Vox. And I think we're still waiting for the businessman in the suit to respond to the impertinent tea lady. And here we have the... what am I? I must be a dinner lady because I'm cooking up some mints, as I always do, shortly before making a cup of tea. Yes, I think I'm going to pipe up as well. I'm a bit nervous by the things that Adam Jefferies said about how you can't copy Apple and their marketing tricks because you're not Apple. And he also talked about tactics and strategy and plans, and he said they're all the same thing. And that slightly worries me. I don't think that tactics and plans and strategies are the same thing. They're very different. That's why we've got different words for them. Tactics are a very short term. They're tactical. they're very reactive. Maybe not reactive, but planned in the short term. What if this happens? That we're going to do that. And if it happens, we're going to do that. These are our tactics. Strategy is a much longer term thought process, and then planning is the process where you go through to synthesize it. They're different words. They're different words. And this whole idea that you can't do what Apple does and expect it to work because you're not Apple, I don't agree with that at all. I think where Apple have got is Apple is the consolidation of a series of events and business decisions that have happened, and tactics and strategies. It's a series of things that have happened. And it's because Apple have made those things happen, and they've done those things, they've developed certain products, they've marketed them in certain ways, they've introduced a series of stores, they've forged relationships with publication companies, content providers. They've done a series of things, and that's why a tactic or a strategy might work for them. And if your company hasn't done those same things, you're not actually starting from the same place. So you choose a plan, you choose your tactics and plan your strategy based on where you are and where you want to be, and then use the tools. And those tools that Apple have used for their next step in their strategy, that might work for you if you're starting in the same position for that particular element. If it's a product of some kind, or a service that you're launching, or trying to do shops, or the individual elements of what Apple are doing. If you're doing something very similar and you're in the same position in that same, I don't know. Say Apple launch another store in a town where they've already got one and it's bigger, and they use a certain advertising campaign. Now, you might have a chain of stores, but you're not Apple. You don't even make computers, but you might still have a chain of stores that might be completely analogous, and therefore the strategy that Apple uses to launch that new store might work precisely for you and your company, even though you're not Apple and you're not even in the same business as Apple. So I fundamentally challenge, as this dinner lady cooking mints, I challenge Adam Jeffrey to answer us. God damn it! Anyway, I'm enjoying the conversation. And I'm glad to report I haven't got into any more arguments when I went shopping this afternoon. Right, anyway, toodle-boo.